Hello, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Rosemary, here we are. Got another session coming up for General Electric Light Bulbs and Fells and Company.
Who takes the first song today?
We haven't settled that yet, huh?
No.
You want to vote on it?
Well.
Might you take it. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer girl. Really, I don't think so.
Thoughts, Bing?
Well, I must say the price is right. I was just thinking, though, Rosie, what an enviable man Thomas Edison was. All those inventions.
Well, if you can call working 72 hours at a crack, then sleeping 4 hours before staying awake another 72 hours enviable, you're welcome to my share.
Say, you give me an idea.
How's that?
Well, this staying awake 72 hours, I think I know why Edison did it, you know. He was making sure that nobody snatched his first light bulb. After all, it was the only bulb in the house.
I don't think you're being very respectful to Mr. Edison, Bing.
Well, I promise you, no one has more respect for the great inventor than I, but in this case, he was wasting his time. Why would anybody want to snatch his bulb? He not only had the first bulb, he had the only socket.
I suppose some people today wish they had the bulb snatcher problem that well licked. Although one bulb and one socket sounds like a pretty dim way to live.
Oh, you paint such a gloomy picture, Rosie. But General Electric makes it possible for us to have all the sockets we need, and we can still foil the bulb snatchers.
You mean like having plenty of spare bulbs on hand?
Well, I mean like having plenty of General Electric spare bulbs on hand, Ken. Who do you think's paying for this show?
Oh, you mean you should keep spare bulbs on hand and be sure they're General Electric?
What I mean is if you want to control the bulb snatchers in your house, don't forget to have plenty of General Electric bulbs in the sizes one is accustomed to utilize. How would you say it, Rosie?
What the boys really mean is, why bulb snatch when it's so easy to keep GE spares on hand? If you have three-way lamps, why take a chance on a bulb snatcher sneaking a one-way bulb into a three-way socket? And be sure to utilize those new GE soft white bulbs. Girls, what they don't do for your complexion, they should sell them at the cosmetic counter.
Here's an evergreen now, one that I've always loved.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine. Broke somebody's heart and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine. Broke somebody's heart and I'm afraid it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her, threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. I miss my Chiquita, the lovely señorita that I left in old Monterey.
Imagine being able to say, one, two, shine your shoe, and mean it. Well, that's just what you do with Penny Shine, the self-polishing liquid shoe spray. In just 10 seconds, you can spray on a beautiful, sparkling 10-day shine on black shoes, brown shoes, any color shoes, and cover children's scuff marks, too. All from the same giant can. Get Penny Shine, another fine turtle wax product. Family size giant can, only 98 cents everywhere.
That was a smasher, buddy. Delightful. You're in there punching every second, all of you.
Do you have a word of advice for us, Rosie?
Yes, Ken. I have some mighty good advice.
So what is it?
Keep it gay.
Hey, that's a mighty clever thought.
Yes, but not mine, however. Said thought is the product of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Thought Factory.
Well, that's a mighty busy factory, too.
Yes, and there are always lots of bright musical items being turned out there, and this is a particularly happy one.
Well, it is wonderful when two people in love can keep it gay, isn't it?
Ah, yes. If they can just keep out from under each other's feet.
And keep from occasionally snarling at each other.
Oh, well, you've got to snarl a little.
Yeah, but that's not keeping it gay.
Well, I always say keep it gay as possible.
Well, now you're being practical.
Oh, so I am. Sorry.
Well, a big idea, I guess, then, is to always keep it frothing.
I know. I just slipped there a little bit, Ken.
Well, don't let it happen again.
I shan't, I assure you. And here's Keep It Gay from the old Broadway show Me and Juliet by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And I'm sure I can rely on Mr. Cole and his assembled musicians to keep the thing gay on their end.
Oh, they're very bright, these boys. Very bubbly.
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air. Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it.
Laundry
in the whole wide world
is water,
a washer,
and Instant Fels Naphtha.
That's right, Instant Fels Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time, gets clothes completely clean, whites are whiter, colors brighter.
Other washing products do a good job too, of course, but Instant Fels Naphtha does the complete job.
Instant Fels has everything you need all in one package. And Instant Fels Naphtha leaves your laundry smelling so fresh and clean and feeling so fresh and soft.
All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha.
F-E-L-S, Fels. How about jotting down Instant Fels Naphtha on your grocery list right now?
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products. Instant Fels Naphtha for laundry.
And Fels also makes gentle Fels for dishes.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. It might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice realize how hopelessly I'm lost. That's why I'm following you. I wander through this wonderland alone, not knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Well, let's blend in something, shall we, Rosie?
I'm for that.
Come, all you Californians, I pray, open wide your ears.
If you are going across the plains with stubborn mules or steers,
remember beans before you start, likewise bad beef and ham.
Beware of venison, dang the stuff that softens times of rain.
Crossing the plains, crossing over the plains. You must buy two revolvers, a bowie, knife, and belt.
Says you, old fella, now stand off, or I will have your pelt.
The greenhorn looks around about, but not a soul can see.
Says he, there's not a man in town, but what's afraid of me?
Crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
You shouldn't shave, but cultivate your down and let it grow. So when you do, returns will be soft and white as snow.
Your lovely Jane will be surprised, your ma'll begin to cook. And the greenhorn to his mother will say, how savage I must look.
Oh, well, now
crossing the plains, we'll all go crossing the plains, crossing over the plains. When you arrive at Placerville or Sacramento City,
you've nothing in the world to eat, no money, what a pity.
Well, your strapped pants are all wore out, which causes people to laugh.
When they see you gaping round the town like a great big brindle cat.
Come along, we're crossing the plains.
So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?